Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, Coach Jackson breaks down film on Cody Kessler's midfield strike to Isaiah Crowell. Wide receiver Corey Coleman sits down with Dustin Fox to talk about coming back from injury and how he wants to compete.
I feel like when I go out there, I want to give it my all because you never know when it's going to be your last day.
And Cody Kessler walks through his touchdown pass to Terrell Pryor against the Cowboys. Welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura alongside the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, brought to you by Elk and Elk. Coach, obviously Sunday happened. You pretty much said what you needed to say about that game, so we're not going to dwell on it very much. The only thing I do want to ask you about that game is, what did you think of Jamie Collins, who came out and played every snap for you defensively in his Browns debut?
Well, I think that's what was important, that he was in good enough shape to go out and play every snap and compete. Obviously, he did some good things, but there's some things that he's going to, you know, clean up as he goes, just because he's going to learn our verbiage and how we call things and how we do things. But I thought you saw a guy who's a good player. He's very strong at the point of attack. He showed the ability to blitz. He showed the ability to hold the edge, showed the ability to cover people. We kind of moved him around quite a bit. So he's a very bright player. So I think all those things are going to be very valuable to us.
Were you pleased that he was able to take on so much so quickly?
Absolutely. You know, I thought that's the kind of player we were getting when he came here. And he hasn't disappointed me at all.
He had a tackle for a loss. Christian Kirksey, a tackle for a loss. How important are those plays from your linebackers when they can turn a run play into a negative?
Those are huge, you know, because those plays are what we call kind of wild plays for us. You know, we need more of them. You know, we need to get the other team's offense on their side of the line of scrimmage.
All right. When you look at this game, it's over. You move on quickly. How does that process go, and is it helped because it is such a short turnaround with the game against the Ravens tonight?
It does. You know, as I said earlier in the week, I think what's important is that we get right back out to playing. You know, we didn't play as well as we can play, and we own that. But we understand we have another game that's right here around the corner. It's against a division rival in the Baltimore Ravens. And I think for our football team, we need to get back out there and play.
Walk us through the differences in this week versus a normal week.
Oh, wow. It's really totally different, you know, because normally you do everything by days situationally.
Right.
Now you have to kind of cram everything into a really short window, really of a couple of days. And on top of that, trying to get their bodies back after playing in a big physical game against Dallas, I think is really important. I think what's really important as you go through this week is just really the mindset of your team, making sure they get the rest that's needed, making sure that offensively, defensively, and special teams, we're being simple to give them the best opportunity to go out and perform on Thursday night.
How helpful is it in a short week like this to be playing against a team you've already played this year? So you have done some game planning for them back in week two when you faced the Ravens. Does that help that it's the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday as opposed to a team that you hadn't played all year?
Absolutely. I think having already played against them and know somewhat what they're going to do how they're going to try to attack us is really important, because now you can work off of those things. It's easy to take a player and say, here's things we've done before. We might be able to do these again or work off of different things. So it's very valuable.
And you've played against them as a coordinator with the Bengals in this division multiple times a year. How different is it the second time around? Is it, you know, you hit them with A and B the first time, but then the second time it's got to be A, B, C, and D?
Absolutely.
How does it change?
It changes a lot, because they're going to prepare for some of the things we did for them the first time, and we will do the same. But there's always going to be little tweaks. I mean, the coaches in this division are just too good, and I'm sure they expect the same thing from us. So there'll be something different and new that we haven't seen. But also we'll have something that's different and new, too. So it's a good chess match when it comes to Thursday night.
Well, one thing they saw the first time around was Isaiah Crowell running for an 85-yard touchdown. We hope to see that again. Mm-hmm. Let's go take a look at the coach's tape, as Crow had the longest catch of his career as well, a 44-yarder to start the game against the Dallas Cowboys. Let's look at that.
Okay.
Coach, I know for you as an offensive play caller, one of the fun things to do is see something in the week.
Uh-huh.
Call it up, and then have it work. So let's take a look at one of these plays where you called up something exotic. Some I remember from your Bengals days.
Oh, yeah.
But we dial it up here. So let's just start with the formation.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here?
Well, lots of going on. So we call this our triage formation. It's a little unbalanced with a little mix of a lot of different things. And we're looking to get a particular look from Dallas. We wanted them to play a cover two look. We were going to move the back up to the wide side of the field, because we know when they play this particular look, they're not going to go out and challenge really the guys on the outside, that they're going to give us a chance maybe to throw it out there and then tackle us. But we also know in the middle of the field, there's nobody there. So we took a shot at it.
That's the vulnerability in the cover two, is getting down the seam here. Now, I've seen this formation in the past, but you've always had Crow here. Was it for this particular play to get him up the seam that you moved him pre-snap?
Absolutely, because normally he's the guys in the backfield doing different things. So we made a decision. I took a good look at this, and I said, hey, guys, I think we got something here.
So all right, so let's see it unfold here.
Well, here it is. So the ball goes back to Cody. He kind of looks to the right as if he's going to throw it over there. As I can tell you, the guy comes upfield, and the linebackers are startled. They don't know what to do. So Cody just lays it in there, and off to the races goes Crow.
And so for you, is that very gratifying?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. You know, that's the chess match. You know, we just got to find a little bit more of those so we can have more opportunities.
And it seems like so far this year, on the first drive, you've seen something every week that's led to a chunk play. I don't want you to tell what's going to happen on Thursday night, but is that for you kind of the fun in the play calling?
The fun is those things. There's no question. You like to go down and score. I'm used to scoring touchdowns on the first drive to put more pressure on the opposing team's offense. And we haven't done that to my liking as well as we can, but we're working at it, I promise you that.
More touchdowns on the way. Matt Wilhelm's going to talk with Cody Kessler about his touchdown when we return on the Hugh Jackson Show. Coming up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, quarterback Cody Kessler walks us through his two-minute drill touchdown pass against the Cowboys, and rookie wide receiver Corey Coleman tells us who has been key to his recovery from injury. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura alongside the head coach here at Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach, your quarterback, Cody Kessler. Very good quarterback rating against the Dallas Cowboys. Didn't translate to a lot of points, unfortunately. What did you think of the rookie's performance?
Well, I thought he did some good things, obviously. And I think there's some things he can do better. And we never really get caught up in numbers, you know, about completion percentage and how many passes he hit. You know, it's really about winning at that position. So, as I've said to Cody and all our quarterbacks, until we win, we're not truly doing our job at that position. So, I think he gets that and understands it. And we love to have all the numbers, but we also want the win more so than anything. We'll trade that any day for a win.
Oh, absolutely. Now, one thing he did do well was that two-minute drive at the end of the first half. That did lead to a touchdown. And our Matt Wilhelm talked to Cody about that drive and his pass to Terrell Pryor in the PNC Bank play breakdown.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with starting quarterback Cody Kessler to dive into his touchdown pass to Terrell Pryor against the Dallas Cowboys. So, Cody, it's second and 10. You're inside the red zone on the 13-yard line, and you immediately back out, and you're looking left to Corey Coleman. Just walk us through that play and ultimately got a little bit of pressure, which is what forced you right.
Yeah. Corey had an individual route backside, and I knew if we got a man matchup on him, he was an option. So it was more so look at him to see if he won and also control the safety to try to get Terrell bending in the back of the end zone to the right. And it was great protection up front, but I kind of knew the situation and wasn't there right away. So I escaped the pocket and rolled right. And, you know, Terrell did a great job of seeing me and bouncing back out and just made a really easy throw for me by the way he reacted and got back outside. And we're fortunate.
Crowell on the left hip of Kessler. Second down. Dallas shows blitz. Here they come. Flag down. They may have been offside. Kessler may have a free play. Rolls right. Throws right. Pryor there. Caught it. Touchdown.
And just talk about the progress that Terrell Pryor's made. You get Corey Coleman back, but you've relied on Terrell Pryor getting a heavy dose of those targets each and every week.
Yeah. Terrell's done a great job. I mean, he's a great player, great competitor. He played the quarterback position before, so that's very helpful for me, especially being a young quarterback. And Corey's another guy that's just, you know, happy to be back and a great competitor. And I'm very fortunate to have that, especially being a young quarterback.
Watching your press conference after the Cowboys game, the one thing that stuck out to me, you mentioned the word relentless.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said, you know, the games haven't, you know, gone our way exactly, but we've done a lot of good things. You know, we've done a lot of good things, and there's things that we want to improve on and continue to work on, but the guys come ready to work every time. It hurts. It's supposed to hurt, you know, and you want to win every game, but you can't let that get you down. You know, you got to keep battling, keep moving on, and especially this week, you know, we have a short week, so you can't dwell on it too long. You got to get back ready and go and you know, come out and prepare this week.
Are you guys going to go back and watch the early success you had against the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah, I watched that game again last night after our game finished and studied that a little bit and just watching them and understanding who they are. And obviously it was a couple weeks ago, so different things have changed and they've had, you know, some different looks and different things they've done. But yeah, I mean, what we did in that game and what Josh did was very successful, you know, so I was studying his game and watching that. And obviously just talking to him, you know, and asking him what he saw in this play and different things like that. And our coaching staff always has a great game plan.
And speaking of game plan, something that's always fun for me to watch is the formations that Hugh Jackson's going to come out in a formation of the week, and his trust that he puts in you to understand that formation and then make the proper check to bring the guys in or keep it exploded and you find the open man.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how our offense is. You know, there's so many different things we can do, and that's why I love playing in this offense. You know, Coach Jackson is a great offensive mind. He knows, you know, a lot of things that work well in different situations that you maybe wouldn't think of, you know, and just like those, you know, different formations, different things like that. And it's fun. It makes it fun, you know, to play in this offense, and so many different looks that we can do that really, you know, makes it hard on a defense, and hopefully we continue to do that.
Well, Cody, congrats on a great year so far. Let's keep it rolling and get that win tonight.
Absolutely.
Coach, you saw the promise on that drive there that ended in the touchdown, but what are the main areas you want to see Cody continue to improve here over the final part of the season?
I think just running our offense, you know, to be very efficient. We need to sustain more drives, you know, as a football team, which helps our team, helps our defense, helps our special teams, and then finish, you know, finish every drive. We need to score more points than what we are. Our magic number has been 24 for us, you know, as an offensive football team. We need to get there. We haven't done that very much this year. So he just needs to keep matriculating this offense down the field and keep these guys playing at a high level.
24 points would be nice on Thursday night. The Ravens have topped that number only twice this season. We'll be back with more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this. Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, find out what makes Corey Coleman believe in himself and his teammates, and Hugh Jackson gives the keys to victory against the Ravens. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zgura, head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Coach Corey Coleman finally came back for you this past week. What did you think of his return against the Cowboys?
Well, I thought it was good just to have him back out there playing and competing. You know, obviously, he had some catches in the first half, and I thought that was really important. We tried to get the ball in the second half a little bit. Didn't happen as much. But again, I think he's just, his growth now is going to really start because he's playing, and that's what he needs to do. But he's a fine player, and he's going to contribute to our football team.
Let's see what Corey thought about that in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight as he talks with our Dustin Fox.
Dustin Fox here with Browns rookie wide receiver Corey Coleman, straight out the pool.
Right.
How was the pool workout, man?
It sucked. It was cold. But no, seriously. I think it's really good for the players right after a game.
Corey, let's talk about your rookie year. Not what you expected, obviously, with the injury. How tough has it been for you?
It's really tough. We're 0-9 right now. But, you know, guys in this locker room and I feel like in this organization, we're not giving up. We're coming to work every day and we're training really hard.
Back in the end zone! Touchdown, Browns! Now that's a top draft pick! That's what we're looking for!
Do you feel like taking a step back allowed you to kind of learn even more? I mean, obviously it's frustrating you want to play, but you had an opportunity to watch everybody else and learn as a rookie.
Right. Don't take the game for granted. It can be taken from you any day. So I feel like when I go out there, I want to give it my all because you never know when it's going to be your last day.
Do you feel like there's extra motivation right now to fight and claw and do whatever it takes to win? Because sometimes, you know, teams could go one of two ways. You know, they could go in the tank and start to be negative, but you have to find a way to stay positive. How are you guys staying positive right now? It seems like you are.
What I see with these group of men that we have, nobody never quits. You know, we haven't won a game, but everybody come back to work, same energy they had from the very first week, and that's what's so impressive about my teammates.
You got that one. Keep it up, man.
Tell me about the Baltimore game the first time, because you had a tremendous performance, a couple touchdown receptions, you were rookie of the week in the National Football League. How exciting was that game?
It was really exciting. You know, we still lost though, but I had a pretty good performance. I felt comfortable. Everything was starting to click. And I feel like it translated over to the field.
Josh McCown was your starting quarterback. Now, Cody Kessler's the starter. He's a rookie just like you. Tell me about your guys' bond.
Came in with Cody. Been knowing Cody before we even got drafted to Cleveland with the same agency. Mm-hmm. And He's grown so much. You know, I'm excited for him in his future. He's doing an unbelievable job as a quarterback, especially as a rookie. To come in here, you know, it's a lot of pressure on him, and he's handling well.
Baltimore Ravens this week, what's it going to take to get this first win?
We gotta work extremely hard this week. We know we've seen this team before. Big-time players in our organization, we have to step up. And, you know, my mindset is, you know, come in this week, work really hard, get the mental reps too, make sure I know what to do, and get on the road, try to go get a win.
Corey, thanks for the time, man. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Coach, Corey obviously adds a vertical element to this offense. He's got a 40-plus yard catch in two of the first three games he's played. Big game against the Ravens last time. But it's interesting this week. He said Steve Smith is a guy he's emulated. Do you see some Steve Smith in Corey Coleman?
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't really like comparing players, but I know Steve personally myself. Because he's a tremendous competitor.
Yeah.
And that's what Corey is more so than anything. He loves to compete. He wants to be good. He has a dying determination to be the best at what he does. And to me, that's what normally guys become, what they really want to be. And so Steve has been that for a number of years in the National Football League. And hopefully Corey can be some of that for us.
Hey, we showed it last time he faced Steve Smith, 106 yards, two touchdowns. Hopefully we'll get more of that on Thursday night. We'll be back to preview that game when the Hugh Jackson Show returns. Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, Coach Jackson talks about his keys to victory against the Ravens.
They're in our division, and they're in our way into getting a win.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura alongside the head coach of the Browns, Hugh Jackson. Time now for our Northeast Ohio BMW Center's game preview. Coach, Thursday night, primetime. Are those games more special to the players and to you as a coach?
Well, they are. I think anytime the guys know that their friends and family will be watching, you know, whoever's not there at the game, then there's a possibility that the colleges that they attended will be watching them play those head coaches and coaches. They want to go out and play well because they know the only game in town and the only game going is our game. So I think our guys are excited about being on Thursday Night Football.
The Ravens, prior to last week, had lost four in a row. They get a big win at home against the Steelers. What's different about this team in your mind than the team you played in week two?
Well, I think they're playing really well defensively. You know, they've really turned it up a notch defensively, and I think that's what's carrying their team right now. I think Joe's getting healthier, Flacco, and I think obviously he'll round back into form. We just don't want it to be Thursday night. But they're a good team led by good coaches, and we respect that. But they're in our division, and they're in our way into getting a win. So we understand what our challenge is.
You talked about that defense. It's pretty much top 10 in every category, number two overall, also number two against the run. Last time you were able to run the ball. Crow had the big touchdown run we talked about earlier. How do you attack this run defense and get the Browns ground game back going where it was early in the year?
Well, you gotta knuckle up. You know, we have to. Obviously, we can't throw it every snap. We're going to have to run the ball. We understand it's going to be a little noisy in there.
Yep.
I think Crow's looking forward to it, and I'm sure Duke is too. But, again, it all starts with the guys up front. You know, they got to come Thursday night ready to play, and I think our guys will.
Offensively, they've really been built around Mike Wallace this year on pace for over 1,200 yards, eight touchdowns, a 95-yarder last week, two touchdowns the first time the Ravens played the Browns. How do you slow down that combination from Flacco to Wallace?
You got
to
keep him in front of you. You know, he can really run. I think we have great respect for his speed and his ability to catch the ball and make big plays. So we got to keep this guy in front of us, and I think that will give us an opportunity to slow him down a little bit.
Coach, on Thursday night games, the short week and the short turnaround physically, as you talked about, do you think time of possession is maybe the most important stat on this type of a game?
It is, because I think the longer you can keep a defense out there or offense who's trying to score out there, maybe somebody will make a mistake. You know, I think obviously these short weeks are tough, and whatever players' processes are to get to these games have to be rock solid, and I know that's something that we really preach and talk about.
I want to see the Browns go out there, convert those third downs, stop them on third down, control the clock, and win the game. Coach, good luck on Thursday night.
Thank you very much.
All right, and thank you for being with us here on the Hugh Jackson Show, and let's go Browns.